The Minister for Public Expenditure has told multinational business leaders that housing is a top priority for government. Michael McGrath told the American Chamber of Commerce annual Thanksgiving lunch that the government is putting huge resources into implementing the Housing for All plan. We are making real progress, he claimed. Meanwhile, the Raise the Roof Housing Campaign Group, which is comprised of trade unions, housing and homeless agencies, women's groups, political parties, representatives of older people and children's advocates, community organisations, students' unions, travellers' groups and academics have all called for a protest this Saturday. Paul McAuliffe, are you going along on Saturday?
I'm not. Fianna Fáil aren't part of the Raise the Roof campaign. I don't think we've been invited to. I know there was some debate in the beginning whether some parties should be in it and some parties shouldn't. I think we should acknowledge the Raise the Roof campaign and how they have campaigned for the term public housing. And I think over the last number of years, that idea of public housing has become a broader, more accepted principle. I think that's important. And I also think that we need to keep the pressure on everybody to deliver housing. And also there are many people who are very, very frustrated. And despite me and many other government TDs talking about what we're doing, they don't yet see the results.
I can see why people are frustrated. Michael McGrath there, we are making real progress.
Yes, I do, Katie, yeah.
Cian O'Callaghan, would you agree with that?
No, I don't think so. And I think there's actually a problem with the government. I think have convinced themselves that they're making progress on this. If you listen to them, they're always saying, oh, we're doing a great job in this. Actually, even in the Housing Committee today, the government TDs were saying how terrific the minister was doing in housing. Look, the reality on this is that we are in probably in many senses the worst situation we've ever been in a country on housing. We've the highest ever amount of people who are homeless living in emergency homeless accommodation, highest ever rents, highest ever house prices, highest ever number of people, younger people, you know, people into their late 20s, into their 30s living at home with their parents. On every scale that you look at this, things are actually just getting worse, and they've actually gotten significantly worse since this government in particular has taken office.
Would you accept that there is external circumstances that have added to that in terms of the term of this particular government in relation to Ukraine and the cost of living crisis, which seems to have really put a halt to the gallop of commencements in particular? And I think that's an issue. I know you were raising this in the last week.
Yeah, no, there's certainly challenges, and there's, look, any government's going to face challenges. There's no question on that. I think people are frustrated when they see, you know, some of the money, for example, allocated this year for housing not being spent. Like, that's very hard for people to take, that the first 9 months this year, the government was almost 500 million behind in what it was meant to have spent on housing. And then even today, we were getting an update from the Minister for Housing, and he was confirming that about 337 million that was allocated for local authority build housing won't actually be spent on that now. It's been put into other areas, including, you know, 100 million to pay down loans rather than actually building new homes. That's very hard for people to take in the situation that we're in at the moment, where things have gotten worse than ever before, to have that money left unspent and being redirected into other areas.
Louise?
I was at a Raise the Roof meeting in Swords, public meeting this evening before I came here, and nobody in that room was convinced that the government are doing a good job or that they should be throwing bouquets at themselves in the way that they are. I think all of the available evidence tells us, and I see it in my offices, I see it in my clinics, I hear it on the phone when I'm contacted by constituents day in and day out. The government's plan is not working, it's not delivering, and things have never been worse. So we have among the highest rents, I think it's the highest rents in Europe now. We have levels of homelessness and people in emergency accommodation that it's actually just staggering now at this stage. And we have levels of home. We know from tomorrow that that the likelihood is that the number of people in emergency accommodation is going to go over 11,000, and that 4,000 of those are children. So that's children who will spend this Christmas in hotels and other emergency type accommodation. So behind every statistic, behind every 100 million euro, behind every percentage is a family or an individual that is absolutely desperate. And those are the people who are going to be on the streets this weekend, 1 p.m. at Assemble at Parnell Square. And those are the people who want to send a message to this government that they don't believe that the plan is working. And what is happening is all of the available evidence is proving that things are in fact getting worse.
See, Katie, what Keane and Louise have just done is they've described the problem. And after a decade of undersupply, we know what the problem is. What they're not doing is acknowledging what has changed in 2.5 years. So 2.5 years ago, when I was a city councillor, local authorities only had two options. They could either sell land to developers with no certainty around affordability or delivery, or they could build local authority homes that only cater for one part of the market with no resources, no staff. Now they can build affordable rental, affordable purchase. We can build social housing. We can build mixed income, mixed tenure communities. There's a 20 billion euro multi-annual budget. So we're not going back to the public expenditure every single year.
When the people come in,
for affordable housing approved housing bodies. We've capped rents. We've capped deposits.
But all the people who are coming into Louise O'Reilly's clinics, they're coming into Keane's clinics, they're coming into your clinics. Yeah. What are you telling them in terms of when are we going? I mean, we've been told be patient. You can't build houses overnight. This we've got to, you know, give us a chance here to let housing for all, wash through and show the results. But what are you telling people in terms of when will we see the results? When do you think
we've had
you will be able to stand over this and say,
yeah, we've had eight different local authorities into the housing committee. All of them said that they had the resources and the staffing that they needed to deliver the targets. Some of them said that they will exceed the targets. They all said that the pipeline, particularly for affordable purchase and affordable rental, will be 2 years beyond when the Land Development Agency and the Affordable Housing Act.
Except that those targets are nowhere close to where they need to be to deal with the scale of the problem that we are.
But what they are, Katie, is they're realistic targets of what we can deliver. Like, there is no point in us pretending that we can deliver targets that are well beyond the capacity of the system to deliver. And the delivery of the houses that we have will be very challenging. But there is
what you're saying is that you're accepting that the targets are too low to deal with the scale of the problem, but you're saying we just have to deal with that, and is that just an acknowledgement that we can't actually deal with the problem that we have?
Keane is right. The financial resources that are there and that have been allocated for a whole range of different reasons, we are struggling to get to turn capacity into delivery. So the point is that the targets are there, okay? The targets, we believe we can reach those targets, and there's a lot of work to get there. But the key difference, Katie, is that for 10 years we had a reliance on the market to deliver housing. Now the state has rolled up its sleeves, it's involved on a site-by-site basis. And that is the difference. When you look at the Raise the Roof commitments the spirit of many of them are what is included in Housing for All.
Okay, I want to bring you in, Alison. You've been very patient. Obviously you've been at tables like this for the last number of years hearing the various sides on this. What's your take on it now?
That is pretty hopeless for the government, really, in a nutshell. It's impossible to argue with anything that Keane or Louise has said. In many ways, there are so many open goals on housing. The opposition doesn't even need to be that effective on it. But unfortunately for the government, the opposition is. And I think that Paul is very gamely attempting to put forward the government's position. But part of the problem for the government is that there's an element of white noise about any defence it makes on housing now, that no matter what it says, there's a real gap in credibility. And I personally am finding it very interesting looking at the Saturday's march with Raise the Roof. You mentioned there the conglomeration of groups that are there, which are very diverse.
It's pretty much everyone who isn't in the government, as far
absolutely.
As I can see in civil.
But you also even see on social media, people like Christy Moore, Liam Cunningham, the actor I saw earlier on today, Glenn Hansard, so you've got the sort of more popular celebrity vibe going on as well. So it's going to be interesting to see the amount of people that turn out. And just to finish, I think we have an election now. It's, 2 years away, if we don't have one before that. It'll be, even at that point, I think, if there is some progress, it's going to be difficult for the government to convince people that they're responsible for it. That will help whoever comes into government next, possibly with the Sinn Féin component. But even then, I think there will be a massive, massive challenge for whoever is next in government, particularly if it's Sinn Féin, and people have such incredibly high expectations that almost houses are going to be built overnight.
Just a couple of tweets and texts on this. All four local Dublin local authorities built a total of zero homes in the first 6 months of 2022. How the hell is zero homes built in 6 months progress? Is that the case? Is that the actual?
That is the case. Yeah,
of course, leaving out the homes provided by approved housing bodies in partnership with local authorities. Again.
Yeah, but let's just say, I mean, one of the
like there's still homes delivered. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, but one of the big claims from the government this year and last year was that it was going to deliver a lot of new build local authority
directly
homes.
Directly built.
9,000. Yeah.
No, but you see, it's zero across the four Dublin local authorities so far this year in the figures released. And I mean, the interesting thing as well is when you look at the social homes delivered by approved housing bodies, not-for-profits in Dublin across the four local authorities this year, or certainly in Dublin City, the majority of those were counted as being completed in the first half year when the journalists like Leisha Neal and the Dublin Inquirer actually talked to the housing providers. It turned out that they weren't completed. They were still being worked on site as the year went on several months later. So even in the numbers of delivery that we're being told about, when they get drilled into, it turns out that these things aren't actually happening. And all of that hits the credibility on this.
And there must be worrying as well, though. Again, I'll go back to that figure that emerged in the last number of weeks about commencements. So when we hear, which is a mantra of Dara O'Brien and yourselves, you know, defending the Housing for All policy, is that we're going in the right direction. You know, we might really take us a while to get there, but stick with us. We're going in the right direction. If housing commencements are down by 14% year on year, as we're told, that is not the right direction. Surely, I've just seen a tweet here saying, I've literally lost count of all the ideas being thrown about. We hear about targets, commencements, and little about completions. Developers are actually closing sites due to costs of materials.
And I think the increase in interest rates will also put pressure, but that reinforces the need for the state to be involved in delivering the kind of public housing that I talked about. And we are being agile on it, even in those sites that we think may not be viable as a result of increase in interest rates. We have said that the LDA will try and step in and ensure that they are converted from private for-profit developments into affordable housing and affordable rental.
There are some things that are just utterly inexplicable. That simple fact that the four Dublin local authorities delivered zero, a big fat zero so far this year, is just really, it's extraordinary. You think back to, there was a cabinet meeting before the summer where a briefing was given, I think, presumably it was by Dara O'Brien, where he spoke about, we'll say, the Department of Defence, about Dublin Bus. There was various other, I think Dublin Port would be included. Yeah. All these sort of semi-state bodies that had been government departments, that a call had gone out, one of many, I have no doubt. You know, whatever available land you have, let us know, we're going to try. Zero. Zilch. Nothing. And that, and we still, that was in May. Apparently everybody around the cabinet table was utterly appalled. And we still haven't heard of any, even one of those that has come up with any land.
The figure of affordable housing.
Sorry,
it's
Paul,
an interesting
one. Let Louise in for a minute, Paul.
Thanks. The facts speak very loudly on this. The figure, as Alison described it there, a nice round zero. Okay, so people see that. You know, they hear on the one hand the Minister for Housing. It's his responsibility. I mean, I was in his constituency tonight. I was listening to the people whom he's supposed to represent, and they were incredibly angry. They're angry because they think perhaps he doesn't realise the extent of the emergency. He won't admit that there is an emergency. Perhaps it is that he realises it, but he thinks that somehow going back to the old style Fianna Fáil way, let the developers lead and see what happens there, that that's going to work. And it's clearly not
that's
working. I think that people
that's
would like to hear from the government and from their representatives that they accept that this is an emergency and that they are going to make a whole of government effort to resolve it, because what's happening on the ground is that people see their rents are going up, the cost of housing is going up, the number of people in homeless accommodation is going up, the number of people who are sleeping in Garda stations is going up. I mean, by any metric, this is not getting resolved. And I think the frustration that people feel will be, I think, vented on the streets this weekend. And I hope that people do come out and send a message to the government.
Just on that point about whether or not that there is a recognition of the scale of the problem for many people in government. This came up on Leaders' Questions today. Catherine Murphy, the co-leader of the Social Democrats, took issue with comments that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar made on News Talk last week. He was talking about, you know, saying that those considering immigrating might find that actually housing accommodation isn't cheaper or more readily available in New York or Sydney, and basically saying that sometimes the grass looks greener. Now, some people who immigrated were quoted in the Irish Independent today saying actually they have immigrated. Turns out the grass is greener where they went to. But here's Catherine Murphy speaking on Leaders' Questions in the Dáil today.
You said that young people who are considering emigrating because of the extortionate housing costs could find the grass is always greener. You said if they go to a successful, busy city, they'll find the same high rents as here. But the rents could be lower if they went to a very rural area or a third or fourth tier city. Taoiseach, do you actually know that we have the highest housing costs in the entire EU? In fact, housing costs here are an astonishing 88.5% higher than the EU average. So unless you consider places like Paris and Rome, fourth tier, the reality is you really don't know what you're talking about.
Now, I suppose we should just play a brief clip of the Taoiseach responding to that.
And I have to look at things in the round. And I see a country that has thousands of people coming here every year from England and Europe to live. People who are European citizens of 27 countries to choose from, and tens of thousands come here. Even if you narrow it down to Irish citizens, more Irish citizens return home every year than leave.
Can I just ask you about those comments by Leo Varadkar, Paul McAuliffe?
Well, the Taoiseach's comments, I'll let the Taoiseach and Fine Gael comment on those. I keep coming back to the point, Katie.
But can you
understand
why people... But no, the question we were raising was, is there a clear understanding in government of the scale of the crisis people are?
Absolutely, yes, is the answer.
But when they're being told, look, you think it's bad here, but it's just as bad everywhere else, does that give you confidence that there is a clear understanding?
I would compare that with the comments of the Taoiseach that says that housing is the number one most important issue for this government. I compare it with the work that Dara Bryan has put before the Housing Committee. You got bored listening to the amount of initiatives which we've introduced. And they're not just plans or progress reports. They're actual policy instruments that councils are using to build homes. And like that is having a real impact. I understand the frustration. I share it because I want this delivered as quickly as possible. And Alison's right. There is a credibility gap based on 10 years of undersupply. But things have changed in the last 2 years. I don't expect the opposition to acknowledge that. Okay. But I do believe that those changes will make a difference.
Cian, I'll just put it to you a couple of more. So housing is a priority for the government. My two adult sons who struggle with exorbitant rents are beginning to feel like mugs as the powers that be tell them that one day in the far distant future they'll be granted a mortgage. I feel like a mug myself for having voted this government in. That's from Sarah in Cork. But here's another one. How soon would Sinn Féin have people in homes from a greenfield site? I bet it would be no sooner than is currently being met. I mean, that's the other question. I know you're not going to defend Sinn Féin, but in terms of there are things that the government can't do with the best will in the world. Like for many years, we were saying they're not putting the resources into it. Now we're acknowledging the resources are there. They're not able to spend them is the problem now.
I think there's a number of things here. But I mean, firstly, this narrative from the government that things are actually getting better, just not fast enough, isn't correct. Things are actually getting worse. If you look at last year, for example, and the number of 25 to 34 year olds in Ireland who are living at home last year, it shot up in the space of 1 year from 33.5% to 42%. In 1 year that happened. Nowhere has that ever happened, as far as I'm aware, anywhere in Europe ever. And there's this narrative that, oh, well, things are bad everywhere. No, I mean, there are housing challenges in lots of countries, but not on the scale that we have. And there's almost a blasé attitude, as you could hear from the Taoiseach's comments there, almost, oh, this is a success story. Look, there's no question. I mean, anyone who tells you that you can build, transform everything around on housing really, really quickly and it's dead easy, that's not true. There's a huge amount of challenges in it. For example, a lot of the local authorities who've been in with us are saying one of the big issues for them is they're running out of their land banks. And there was a decision taken about 10 years ago to stop local authorities being able to get loans to build up strategically land banks for years to come. So they're building out what's there available at the moment. But that larger strategic, you know, buying up land, 10 years in advance at lower prices so you're able to build them out later on. That's, you know, that's been eroded over the last number of years. So a lot of that has to be.
This week agreed to start buying land again and to allow local authorities to do it.
Yeah, but you're in government 2 years and now you're thinking about doing that.
To be fair, Keith, you know, I go back to the list that I couldn't even get through of the amount of issues. It took a long time, 2 years, to legislate for all of those
things.
There's
been a lot of announcements in the last 2 years.
Not announcements, actual laws, actual policy instruments.
Well, there's been announcements on, we were told absolutely guaranteed by the Taoiseach and Minister Dara O'Brien that this year would be the year for delivery on housing. This is the year that you'd meet the targets. And now, as we come to the end of the year, it's like, oh, well, we're not going to meet our targets, but maybe next year. That's the same story.
When local authorities
that is the same story
homes,
we're told each, just each to year. Me,
when local authorities are selling homes €100,000 below the cost of construction, when we have grants between €30,000 and €50,000 for dereliction, when we're saying when sites aren't viable, we will ensure that owner-occupied apartments will be sold €100,000 below the cost of construction. They're all real things that have to be legislated for, that have to be budgeted for, and they all happened 1 year ago. So, like, I point to all of those things because I'm describing the solution. Yourself and Louise keep describing the problem, and I know the problem.
What about, this is another listener text in, how about an all-party slauncha care type committee to attempt to solve housing? Because I think actually, when I, you know, we have all these debates very frequently, obviously, for good reason, I think people are very, very frustrated. They're very frustrated hearing, you know, Keane say what Keane's saying, you saying what you're saying, Louise saying. They're very frustrated because you can talk about all these initiatives and you can argue about what's not being done, but ultimately they are not seeing their houses, and it must be so frustrating to be at the end of
that
pipeline.
Whose adult children are stuck in their homes. Like these are people who are waiting to start their lives and they absolutely resent. It makes them angry and I don't blame them, to be honest. They resent being told that they're imagining that there's a problem. They resent being told that the problems are about to disappear when they can see they're not. And they also resent being told by the deputy head of government in fact, the grass is not greener elsewhere. But they all know people who are living abroad. I mean, the survey recently that showed that 68% of young people were seriously considering emigration. Housing is a major part of that. So I think the government have a job of work to do to convince possibly even themselves that their plan is working. But all of the evidence suggests that it's not.
OK, we'll leave that one there.